Chapter 1. Cancun. Sal.
Sir, we're landing. You need to put your seat in the upright position.
It took me a second to remember I was on a plane, bound for sunny Cancun. Thanks, I must have dozed off. She smiled at me and continued down the aisle. I glanced out the window, and the blue of the water below nearly took my breath away. Beautiful, I said to myself. The guy in the seat next to me squeezed over to get a look.
Wow, it is. I can't wait to go snorkeling.
I smiled at him, but I couldn't remember his name. He was here on vacation with his family. He was 16. His excitement was contagious, and we had spent the first few hours of the flight talking about all the different activities we wanted to try and which sights had to be seen.
So where are you staying again? He asked.
At the Costa Real. It's across from Laboum and closer to the downtown area. If you're in the area, look me up. We can go hang out on the beach or something.
That would be cool. What's your name again?
It's Sal.
What was yours?
I'm Mark.
Okay, Mark. Well, if we don't end up hanging out, have a great time, and I know you will.
Thanks. My dad wants to go see some ruins, and I'm not sure what my mom wants to do. Probably lay in the sun and read.
Well, that sounds like a perfect day to me. He scrunched up his nose and looked at me like I'd grown two heads. Well, wait until you work all the time. You won't be able to say no to a day of doing as little as possible.
I guess, he said, as he leaned on me again to look out the window. Mark, sit back and leave this poor man alone. You've been talking his ear off the whole flight,
Mark's mom said from behind him.
No, I haven't, Mom. He was sleeping for part of the flight.
He flopped back in his seat, and I tried not to laugh at his teenage dramatics. We landed smoothly and were instantly surrounded by the green of the nearby jungle. I followed everyone off the plane, and as soon as we walked into the airport, we were hit by the humidity. It was so different here than in Sacramento. It was hot there in the summer, but we didn't have the humidity. After collecting my luggage, I walked through the wall of people holding signs, asking if anyone needed a ride or a timeshare. Finally, I was outside, and it hit me. I was in Mexico. I drew in a deep breath of the humid air and looked around at the surrounding area. Low-lying trees and vines, for as far as the eye could see, everything was flat for miles, not even a glimpse of a mountain in the distance. I smiled. This was going to be incredible. I pulled my suitcase over to the taxi stand and waited while sweat trickled down my back and beaded on my forehead. A white taxi pulled up, a guy with sun-bleached blonde hair and bright blue eyes driving it.
Hey, man, need a ride? He asked.
Yeah, I'm going to the Hotel Costa Real. I shifted from foot to foot, trying to adjust my bags. He hopped out of the car and was at my side in an instant.
Here, let me get those for you.
He picked up both bags like they weighed nothing and carried them back to the trunk.
Get in. The air conditioner's on.
I slipped into the back seat and enjoyed the cool air for a second. Then it really hit me. I was in Cancun. I smiled so big my cheeks hurt, and it made me want to smile even more. I pulled out my phone and checked my itinerary for the hotel's information. It was still early, but hopefully they'd let me check in. At the time I booked the red-eye flight, it had sounded like a good idea. Now, I was sure I'd need a nap soon. The driver opened his door and climbed in, and checked if it was clear to pull away from the curb.
So, Costa Real,
he asked, glancing at me in the rearview mirror.
Yes, thanks. Do you need the address?
It's all good. I know where it's at.
How long are you here for?
Oh, just a week. It's my first time here.
Anything I absolutely can't miss? I asked.
There's so much to do and see here. If you enjoy snorkeling, I'd suggest either Isla Mujeres or take the ferry to Cozumel. The ruins are great, and there's a few to choose from, depending how far you want to travel. Lots of shopping if you're into that. The nightlife is off the hook. Each club has a different vibe, and they all have theme nights. There's always a party somewhere.